celebrating this incredible life, and a life that I think we can all agree is as full and powerful as any life can be. As someone said, it's amazing what you can cram into 100 years.
Countless people, including Tucker Gator, line the 140-mile route from Carter's small hometown of Plains to Atlanta to pay their respects.
I feel it's important that we honor him just by bidding our final farewells to a very genuine and wonderful man.
There will be an official state funeral for Jimmy Carter at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. next Thursday. I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. Now with more CBS News, here's Michael Wallace.
The first major storm of the winter is beginning tonight in the nation's midsection. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan says Missouri and the lower Ohio Valley will get the brunt of it. Some areas will get more than a foot of snow or a dangerous coating of ice.
It's going to impact the airports. So any kind of travel on Sunday, getting ahead of the next week, probably back to work for a lot of people, that's going to become really hazardous.
The storm will move eastward over the next several days. Parts of the south will get heavy rain. When the Senate convenes Monday, one of the first orders of business will be to confirm President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The new Senate Majority Leader is Republican John Thune of South Dakota. He says some of the president-elect's most controversial cabinet choices must go through a vigorous confirmation process.
We have a three-vote margin in the Senate, but I do think that in most cases at least, most of our Republican senators are inclined to give the president the people that he wants in these positions.
The full interview with Senator Thune will be on CBS's Face the Nation.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in New Orleans, where people are adding to a makeshift memorial for the victims of this week's truck attack.
On the corner of Canal and Bourbon Street, there are 14 crosses and images honoring those who died. The growing tribute includes a wall where one mourner wrote, "We will never forget. Terror didn't win."
The coroner's office has identified all but one of the 14 people killed. They ranged in age from 18 to 63. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has declared a period of mourning for the victims, which will begin on Monday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
The head of the FAA says Boeing has made progress since the door plug blowout almost a year ago, but adds there needs to be a cultural shift that puts safety and quality above profits.
Boeing has issued its own update on safety and quality improvements. The company says it's taking action on employee concerns, increased confidentiality of those who do speak up, and increased training. It's developed systems to keep better track of tools, parts, and debris at factories, and the company's ramped up inspections at Spirit AeroSystems, which assembles the bodies of Boeing airplanes. Boeing says it will continue to implement improvements in the new year and update the FAA. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
The world's oldest person has died. Tomika Ituka of Japan was 116. She was born in 1908, played volleyball in high school. Now the world's oldest person is a 116-year-old nun in Brazil. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to zero at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be an inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Good nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
What's on my mind? I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. when I'm near the girl that I love the best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. It's tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. And though it hurts, I'll get by without your love. And yet I guess there's just no getting over you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Help me get my feet back on the ground. way they kiss. They keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
Spring, I got you.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Just wait and see people. Ah! is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace in Georgia.
Oh, hear us when we cry,
ceremonies honoring former President Jimmy Carter began today. CBS's Christian Benavides has more.
6 days of tribute began at the hospital in Americus, Georgia, where current and former Secret Service agents carried his casket to the hearse. The procession then traveled through Carter's rural hometown of Plains, Georgia, where well-wishers lined the route to pay their respects.
From there, the procession made the four-hour trip to Atlanta and the Carter Center, where the former president's son and grandson addressed an audience. This evening, people in Atlanta are paying their respects.
I'm Jim Crisula in Atlanta. The Carter Presidential